This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root is on fire. Welcome to the show. I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, taxpayers, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I stand for the cops, not the citizens. I fight for the American citizens and for America and for American exceptionalism and for capitalism and for police and military and small business and Judeo-Christian values, not for open borders and illegal aliens and welfare addicts and felons and lazy bums and people who hate America. It's not my job to fight for them. I'm Wayne Allen Root, the warrior, always a Trump warrior. What have I been saying for weeks now? The WHO, the World Health Organization, is criminal. But I'll say it, the way I have to say it from now on. It's my opinion that they're criminal. Maybe they're criminal. They might be criminal. Because anything I say is reported on by the liberal media, and they try and just destroy me the way they do with Trump. Every word twisted out of context. It's my opinion the WHO is criminal. And the vice president of Japan said today the WHO should be renamed the CHO or the Chinese Health Organization. Japanese Deputy Vice President Aso Taro told reporters WHO should change its name to CHO, Chinese Health Organization. So far, 500,000 people have signed the petition for a name switch. Taro said being excluded from the global health body, Taiwan was driven to become a world leader in combating coronavirus. Speaking in Japanese parliament, the country's deputy prime minister leveled fresh criticism against China. He said the WHO's previous director general was a Chinese national. At the time, there were complaints all around. The current petition has 500,000 signatures. And it's all about the fact that they covered up for the Japanese and they've praised the Chinese, and they've praised the Chinese that they did such a great job. Oh my God, such a great job. They didn't mention the cover up. And the police today shut down Hobby Lobby stores in the Midwest after the stores remained open in defiance of the coronavirus lockdown. See, again, what did I say before? I'm a guy's guy, right? I don't know exactly everything that women love or why they love it. But I know that Hobby Lobby is not a guy's place. I know Hobby Lobby is for moms and their children. And I know that if you walk into Whole Foods right now, today, Sprouts right now, today, you could stand there with proper social distancing and you could wear a scarf or a mask over your face, and you'd be fine. And they're letting you do it because it's a supermarket. So why can't you do it in a Hobby Lobby? Why can't you do it in a department store? Why can't you let in only one-third the normal amount of people you let in, and someone at the door says, okay, someone just walked out, now you can walk in. That's what they do at Whole Foods. Why can't you do that at a Hobby Lobby? Why do you have to close these places down? You're hurting women and children who have nothing to do now. Everybody's bored out of their minds. Police in the Midwest forcefully closed down Hobby Lobby stores after the stores remained open in defiance of the lockdown. Liquor stores are deemed essential businesses, but mothers with children at home are out of luck. I mean, I can't believe they make liquor stores essential businesses. I can't believe they make pot essential businesses. And I've had my own fans, again, I don't know what's true or what's not. My fans claim that in Las Vegas we have the Paiute Indian Reservation right outside town. And, of course, their reservation is their own country. They don't have to abide by the same rules as Nevadans do. And so they get special privileges, and they're not shut down. They're all doing business. They claim to me they had their cars parked in downtown Vegas the other day, and they were literally selling pot from their cars in downtown Vegas. Now, listen, nobody is more feels worse. More sympathetic to what happened to the Indians. It was terrible what we did to the Indians all those years ago, the 1850s, 60s, 70s, 80s. Terrible. We broke their spirits. We put them on reservations. We marched them on long, basically over death marches. And then we took everything away from them and put them on a reservation. It's awful. But you know what? They should have to live by the exact same laws and rules that we do here in America. They can't have their own nation, and they can't say, I don't listen to our governor, but you have to. And then they're on the street in a car selling pot on the corner. Can I go in the street selling pot in the corner? Because I'm a member of a tribe. It's called the Jewish tribe. Hey, police officer, I'm a Jew. I'm selling pot. Don't arrest me. I'd like to say, well, that one would work. Not too well. But nobody went near them, I hear. They let them sit there, stand there and sit in their cars and stand outside their cars and sell pot. Is that really true? And is that okay? In the middle of this terrible situation, you could sell pot out of your car because you're an Indian from the Paiute Reservation. Come on. How ridiculous. Either we're all allowed to sell or none of us could sell. It's just ridiculous. You know those golf courses are open? People are all worried about whether they're going to survive and their business is going to survive and they have to lay off employees. And I know a Vegas guy who committed suicide after laying off his employees. And other people are just playing golf like nothing's wrong. And golf courses are open. And my only point is, I'm not saying this, you should rush and close the golf course. I'm saying this because you should leave the golf course open and everything else open too. And then ask people to social distance and wear masks. You know? Or wear, you know, something around their face to keep the germs from getting in their mouths. Police in Wisconsin and Indiana had to step in and close multiple Hobby Lobby arts and craft stores this week after they reopened in violation of restrictions on non-essential businesses that have been opposed to stop the spread of coronavirus. Why is Hobby Lobby non-essential? But pot stores are essential, liquor is essential, pawn shops are essential. Who made that decision? All 19 Hobby Lobby locations in Ohio were back in business despite a stay-at-home order that was issued by Governor Mike DeWine. The company reopened nearly all of its stores in Wisconsin, but they closed them all down. And I just don't understand why some people are making a fortune on this. Supermarkets, Costco's, Walmart's making a fortune. Lowe's, Home Depot. How about office supply stores? They're essential. They are kind of essential. I mean, I need my staples. I need my pads of paper. If I need them, I need them to run a business. But being that the businesses are all closed, I'm not quite sure who needs them right now. But I don't want them closed. I'm not making the point that they should be closed. I'm making the point that we should open lots of other ones. Any small business with like 50 or less employees should be allowed to be open. Any sole proprietorship should be allowed to be open. Any independent contractor allowed to be open. Any family-owned business allowed to be open. Give me a call. Let's talk about it. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-927-8255. 833-927-8255. Toll free from anywhere in the United States. Line 2, Steve in Vegas. Steve, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. And yourself?
I've had better days. When America was open for business, I was in a much better mood. But go ahead. Tell me what's up in your neck of the woods.
I live here in Las Vegas, and all the people I've talked to and around my area and the place we live, we don't see any people with flu. And I went to the stores. Everybody respects, you know, everybody else's space, basically. And it seems like in certain places it's business as usual, but nobody else. I mean, you're shutting down people who you know, don't need to be shut down.
Right.
And the people I talk to, and I've been on this planet 77 years, and this is the first time I've ever heard of anything like this going on.
Right.
And I smell a little fascism in places. Maybe I shouldn't say that, but that's what I feel.
No, fascism or socialism.
Well, that too. But the point is, we've got people doing things they shouldn't be doing, like our governor. And he's doing things that he shouldn't be doing. And everything else seems to be going as usual, as far as I'm concerned. The death count isn't as bad as it was last year this time, is it?
No, I it's mean, actually lower than it was last year this time, but they keep, you see, they keep threatening us. It's got to be higher. It's got to be so much worse. It's got to be horrible. Well, but right now, it's less than the flu where we lost, I think it was 81,000 people in the year 17-18. You know, meaning 2017-2018 flu season. We lost like 81,000
Americans.
Right, and I
have a nurse who's a friend. She says the same thing. Yes, the hospitals are busy, but there's no outstanding crisis going on as far as she can see.
Well, there is in New York. Let's correct you. There is in New York. But in Las Vegas, there is not at this moment, thank God.
Well, I'm talking about the West here.
Yes. Thank God. At the moment,
there's
not.
New York is New York, right?
Right. But let me tell you something. Let me give everybody a little hope. I watched a documentary last night. I don't know how I just happened to stumble on it. But I watched a documentary on the Spanish flu crisis from 1918 to 1919. Which killed about 50 million worldwide, 675,000 in the United States. You got to figure in those days our population was probably half of what it is now. So that's like 1.2 or 3 million dying in the United States right now. And it was terrible, but it ended, and everybody got back to their lives, and there wasn't another one till now. Another bad one till now. 1918, and now 102 years later, there's another bad one. And when this is over, we're all going to get back to our lives again. But the difference is, we didn't need to close every business in Vegas and every business in America because we're going to kill more people from poverty and suicide and depression and alcoholism and drug abuse and opioid use than we ever would have from the actual pandemic coronavirus flu itself. That's my argument. Not that it isn't bad, not that it isn't going to be worse. If President Trump says the next 2 weeks are going to be real bad, they probably are going to be real bad. But you know what? What's going to come for the next 10 years is going to be far worse. I don't want to live with no money. I don't want to live with no way to take care of my children. I don't want to live without knowing how to pay for my kids' college. I don't want to live without knowing how to pay the rent and the mortgage. I don't want to live in fear of being left homeless. I don't want to have all my businesses closed. This is a disaster magnified by 10,000 because of the way it's being treated with the businesses. This is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Major sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction, so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big.
Finest Known is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to finestknown.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Dr. Nancy Wolf is the sponsor of this segment of the show. She wrote a new book called Conscious Matrix. Perfect book at the perfect time. Dr. Nancy Wolf's a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA. I'm getting good at that. Emeritus, emeritus, emeritus. Say that five times fast. Where she spent 30 years as a conservative and capitalist in the psychology department at UCLA. They should pin an award on her. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is called Conscious Matrix. And Dr. Nancy Wolf explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists trying to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed. Will not and cannot succeed because we as Americans are wired to win. We're actually pre-wired to win. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired. And our minds and souls were literally pre-wired. And she says, together, God, President Trump, and conservative America will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined and pre-wired to win. This is the book you need to read now to pump up your spirits. Purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. LibertyHillPublishing.com, Conscious Matrix, or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. LibertyHillPublishing.com. Dr. Nancy Wolf, Conscious Matrix. Here's an example. I keep telling you so many businessmen are going to commit suicide. Well, these aren't even businessmen. And look at the side effects of what you're doing to people. The Air Force Academy has relaxed social distancing restrictions after two cadets killed themselves in less than a week. Emails obtained from the Academy show Colorado Springs base had received complaints about how the policies aimed at stemming the spread of coronavirus made the school prison-like for 1,000 seniors who remained on campus. The Air Force's Chief of Staff, David Goldfein, met with leaders and cadets at the Academy Monday following reported suicides last week. I asked them to come out and talk to you, and I'm grateful that despite the travel restrictions, they wanted to talk to you. He's talking about Air Force senior leaders came out and talked to the cadets. The original containment measures were announced after Academy leaders sent cadets from the lower three classes home to finish the year online. The remaining senior class stayed on campus, spread out across empty dormitories. They were barred from leaving the property, ordered to stay separated from one another while taking online classes and eating takeout meals from the school's dining facility. The policies prompted an outpouring of complaints from cadets still on campus. These complaints went unaddressed by officials until the campus was rocked by the suicides of two senior cadets Thursday and Friday. And because of that, they loosened the rules. Cadets are now able to venture off campus for drive-through food, wear civilian clothing on Fridays, and congregate in small groups compliant with state guidelines. Wow. See, I mean, you can't do this long-term. Some people will kill themselves. You know, I'm lucky enough that I love my fiancée, Cindy. I'm not alone in the house. I've got Cindy and two doggies. And my three kids, I've got four kids, but one of them is far off at this moment. I'm not going to say where, but she's far away, living thousands of miles away. But my three younger kids are all here, and they will visit me on Friday for dinner. So I've got my kids nearby, and I've got my two dogs in the house, and I've got my fiancée, Cindy. And thank God, I'm happy. But if I was alone with no dog and no fiancé and no kids, all day long alone, and you're not allowed to go anywhere, you're a cadet, you have no family there, you're at an academy, an Air Force academy. So you're just alone in a dorm with nobody with you, and you're just going to online class, and then a meal is delivered to you from the dining facility? No wonder people are depressed. You know, it's a little extreme to kill yourself, but nonetheless, I get why people are very, very depressed. This ain't working, man. This is not going to work. And by the way, you could tell what people think is coming. Record gun sales, handgun sales up 91%. Background checks up 94%. People going to gun stores in record numbers. Industry officials said handguns, rifles, AR-style weapons, and ammunition flew off the shelves when states and federal governments started to lock down communities. Many who purchased weapons said they were worried about lockdowns that would create chaos or riots or anarchy. 3,740,600 background checks in March, the most in any month ever in the history of the United States of America by a mile. February was the most ever before that. It was 2.8 million. March was 3.7 million. This year alone, remember, we've only been through 3 months. It's April 1st. 9,245,000 background checks. That's higher than the nation's total gun background checks for every year from 1988 to 2005 combined. You're never going to take guns out of the hands of Americans. Never, ever, ever.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the U.S. is doing all it can to stop the spread of coronavirus.
We're attacking the virus on every front with social distancing, economic support for our workers, rapid medical intervention and very serious innovation.
Also during that press conference, Attorney General Bill Barr explains the importance of keeping up the fight against illegal drugs.
One of our highest priorities must remain destroying the Mexican cartels. Their trafficking is largely responsible for the deaths, as we all know now, of 70,000 Americans a year.
Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves is following the lead of several other states by issuing a stay-at-home order. So far, 22 people have died in Mississippi from the coronavirus. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
You can
and speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, it's just amazing how, you know, so many people are going to lose everything they've got because of this terrible, terrible crisis, and the business is being shut down, and some people are making more money than they know what to do with, right? If you're in the gun business, handgun sales up 91%, background checks up 94%, 3,700,000 background checks in March, the most in 1 month in the history of the United States of America. Unbelievable. Even better than being in Costco is being in gun sales in the middle of a crisis. But you know what else is big? Being in the gold and silver business in the middle of a crisis. And our sponsor is Finest Known, and they've got a great offer for you, because if you walk into any coin shop in America, you can't find any physical gold or silver coins anymore. They're just not there. Everyone's bought them up, just like guns. Gold people are making a fortune. And Finest Known, our sponsor, is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. So that means you could buy 100 or you could buy one. Anything up to 100 at dealer cost. I mean, you get it wholesale. They don't make any money on the sale. For a limited time, you can acquire pure 1 ounce Silver Eagles at dealer cost and also get a free book. Everything you need to know to buy and sell gold, absolutely free. Call now at 800-663-1929, 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com, finestknown.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. They will treat you like a VIP. Our guest is a little bit of a different kind of off-the-beaten-path guest for this show. But you know, I occasionally have entrepreneurs and CEOs and business leaders. And in this terrible time we're going through, I've got Terry Giles, a lawyer turned entrepreneur, author of The 15%, Overcoming Hardships and Achieving Lasting Success. He managed Ben Carson's 2016 presidential campaign. He was actually chairman of the whole campaign. He's a very interesting guy. By age 30, he built one of the largest criminal defense firms in Southern Cal. And then at the age of 35, he had even greater success as an entrepreneur. Terry Giles, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show.
Well, thanks, Wayne. It's great to be with you.
Hey, by the way, what made you go, you know, very rarely do you see someone go from being a lawyer to an entrepreneur? It's very rare because they're two different, you know, kind of success traits. You know, not that lawyer isn't a great profession and there's lots of successful lawyers, but usually lawyers are not entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs can't stand lawyers, right? We don't like lawyers because they sue us
a lot.
That's right. So those two usually don't meet. How did you get involved in that switch?
Well, what happened was I really had decided I wanted to be a criminal defense lawyer back when I was in fifth grade. I grew up on Perry Mason and Owen Marshall. That looked very exciting. And to me, that was being a real trial lawyer, was being a criminal defense attorney. So when I got out of law school, I started my own firm, got very lucky, had a significant murder case that got a lot of publicity my first year. And by the time I'd been in practice 5.5 years, we were making 600 court appearances, criminal court appearances a month. I had 35 lawyers working for me, which in a civil case is not that firm. It's not that big, but in criminal, it's pretty huge. We had over 100 employees because in those days we didn't have computers. And by the time I'd been practicing 8 years, we had the largest criminal defense practice in California. And I had tried at that time 90 cases to verdict, including 13 murders and 3 death penalty cases. And then I represented a guy named Fred Douglas. And Fred was accused of killing 8 girls. And police made some mistakes, and I got some evidence suppressed. So I got a couple of good breaks in the trial, and I ended up getting Fred off. And then 6 months later, he killed 2 more girls.
Oh my God.
And I couldn't figure out why the world was a better place because of what I did for a living. And so I walked away from the practice. And then I was kind of shocked to find out the practice wasn't worth anything without me because I was the main guy. I was the rainmaker. And I thought to myself, you know, this is what I wanted to do my whole life and I'm not going to do it anymore. But you know, I built a business here. I built a practice called a law practice. Why couldn't I do that in some other field? Only this time, when I build it, a bus might run over me, and I hope somebody comes to the funeral, but I hope the business doesn't lose one dime worth of value. And that began my business career.
And what was the big hit of your business career? Were there multiple big hits?
Well, you know, it started off with a little Toyota dealership. Got to keep in mind now, this is 1983, so The big Japanese car at that time was called the Datsun 240Z.
I remember that. Absolutely.
Before they changed their name to Nissan. But Toyota wasn't really that well known, and this little dealership in Garden Grove was number 1,150 out of 1,200 dealerships in the U.S. as far as cars sold. It was selling 35 cars a month. And when I sold it in early 1987, we were the fifth largest Toyota dealership in the world, selling a little over 1,100 cars a month.
Wow. And what was the key to your success? What do you think changed? How do you go from selling the old guys with no energy, probably, you know, selling 30 cars, to you selling 1,000 cars a month? How did you flip that?
You know, it was interesting. The city of Garden Grove had bought a big piece of land right along the freeway. They owned a big piece of land right along the Garden Grove Freeway in Southern California, one of the busiest freeways. And they wanted all the car dealers in Garden Grove to move over to that spot. This was before auto malls. And all the dealers hesitated doing it because they thought, why do I want to be next to my competition? And I was such a newbie that I thought it would be a great location because of the freeway. So I was the first one who moved over, and they sold me the land at 50 cents a square foot when it was worth about $2.50. So I was able to finance the purchase of the land and a whole new dealership at the time. And I talked to Toyota, and I said, listen, you guys know I'm new. I got an opportunity to build something really new here. You must have the plans over there in Japan of the dealership of the future. How about helping me out? And they did. And today, if you saw Toyota Garden Grove, it looks like pretty much every dealer in America today. But at the time, it was a unique setup. And business just went crazy. They gave me a new allocation, and it absolutely went bonkers. And then in 86, everybody discovered that Toyota made one of the best motor cars. And because the yen was 250 to 1 at that time, I mean, right now it's about 105 to 1, but it was 250 to 1, so it was the best car at the best price.
Terry, I'm someone who has always believed that luck has nothing to do with it, you know. I mean, I always said I got nothing but bad luck, and I still, you know, always overcame it. So I think a great entrepreneur is all about, you know, your ingenuity and your creativity and your energy and your enthusiasm and your passion and your relentlessness, all of that. I've never thought luck had anything to do with it, but I changed my mind in the last 2 weeks because you made all that money owning a car dealership. Can you imagine if today you had like 6 car dealerships, you'd think you're worth millions, and they're all shut down and nobody's buying cars and nobody's coming out, and you're shut down for, you know, another month, maybe another 2 months in L.A., maybe 3 months in L.A., the same situation, and you'd be ready to slit your wrists. So there is some luck. You just can't be born at a time where there's a pandemic going on, right?
Well, I can tell you, I own 2 5-star hotels in Europe, one in the south of France and one in Spain. And
right
we had to shut down both hotels. That's right.
Mm.
We had to shut down both hotels, and yet we still have almost all of the expenses because they're not doing for businesses in Europe what they're trying to do for businesses here in the U.S., at least not yet. And then I'm chairman of a company headquartered in San Francisco, and we have 41 offices in 21 countries, 12,000 employees. And we've had to shut all those offices down. So it has been, you know, it's nightmarish on one hand. But, you know, on the other hand, it's kind of interesting. I mean, I'm fortunate in that I'll be able to take the losses and we'll be okay. But, you know, we live in a world that's been moving awfully fast. And in a way, this is kind of a timeout. And I'm using this time out to really evaluate what's important in life. You know, I'm sort of reevaluating the things I'm in, the things I'm doing, how I'm doing it, my personal relationships. I'm taking a look at this time out to figure out, you know, how can I be a little bit better husband, a little bit better father? What can I do to use this time productively as opposed to just sitting at home and feeling sorry for myself?
Yeah, well, I know in history, Terry, there have been cases where people in the middle of a plague and things like that had to take several months off, and they invented one of the world's great inventions. I've seen the stories. I can't remember what it was, but I saw the story. One of the great, I think it was Newton, invented something amazing while he was trapped during a great plague. So, I mean, it is a time where you can focus and think and come up with something creative. It is. And I would think that's probably one of the few positives we could take out of this. Your book's called The 15%, The High Achievers and What Sets Them Apart from Those Who Don't Quite Make It. So tell me, what do you think are a point or two that sets high achievers apart from everyone else?
Well, I think the first thing is attitude. You know, you've got to have an attitude where you believe that you're going to win. One of the problems when people go through a hardship, I mean, and everybody who goes through a hardship has a tendency to say, why me? But what happens to the 85%, according to psychiatric science, is they get stuck there. They begin to talk about themselves as if they're a victim. They act as if they're a victim, and pretty soon they sink into victimhood. And it's really tough for them to pull their way out of that. The 15%, on the other hand, start to look at it as more of a learning opportunity. What can I take from this? I don't like this. I don't like this pain. It doesn't feel good. But how can I make sure this never happens to me again? And so they come out the other side of it better and stronger than if they hadn't gone through the hardship at all.
All right, Terry Giles, lawyer turned entrepreneur, author of The 15%, Overcoming Hardships and Achieving Lasting Success. We all know you're going to be trapped in the house, everybody listening, for a month or maybe even 6 weeks or maybe even 8 weeks. Good time to get in some reading. Terry Giles' book, The 15%. Go get it. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the usual places. Terry Giles, thanks for coming on the show. God bless you, man.
Thank you, Wayne.
Wayne Allen Root, the Warrior, will be back in a minute. More of the top news stories coming at you. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com, or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign power, who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-craved politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Raw and unfiltered.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Strauss Heart Drops is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism and capitalism. And don't forget, one of the big preconditions that cause people to, you know, for it to go from a mild coronavirus to death seems to be all sorts of heart problems, all sorts of heart disease. So are you in front of a mirror? Check it out. Because here's what Strauss Heart Drops tells you. In 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes. Strauss Heart Drops have helped countless people over the past 40 years with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease, they say, nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both ears? Check it out in the mirror. Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. They guarantee your satisfaction. You can't go wrong. It is the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. Don't wait for your heart attack or stroke. Might be too late. Guess who has the crease in both ears? Wayne Allen Root. Can you believe that? I got this deep crease in both ears. I must have plaque. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. You're darn right. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. That's the PowerMall.com. Look up Strauss Heart Drops and get cinnamon flavored. It's the only one you can taste and go, okay, it's livable. You gotta go with the cinnamon. Gotta. So, $81 billion in rent is due today, and no one knows what will happen. It's the zero hour, today, April 1st, for landlords and tenants alike. Today's the first day that mortgages and rents are due since the nation has addressed the coronavirus pandemic on a national scale with a lockdown and stay-at-home orders. And in the balance hangs $81 billion in rent payments. And renters are warning they're not going to pay, putting property owners in precarious positions and forcing them to have conversations with their tenants and their banks. Now, the government's doing the best to try to keep the economy slowly moving along as they advise the nation it's got to remain shut, which I keep telling you is suicide. And nobody in the real estate industry has any idea how this unprecedented event will play out. Willie Walker, Chief Executive Officer, Commercial Real Estate Lender, Walker & Dunlop, So the hardest thing right now is that nobody actually knows how bad it's going to get. That's driving everyone crazy. Many local governments have placed bans on evictions for the time being. Right, but 3 months from now, after you didn't pay your rent for 3 months, you're going to be homeless. I just don't know what to say. That is far worse. The threat of that, the worry of that, is far worse than my thought of getting coronavirus. This is idiotic. If you're going to be waiting, you're scared of coronavirus. Sure. Who isn't scared of coronavirus? Who isn't scared of the chance of being the one person who gets it bad and dies? But it, to me, on a scale of 1 to 10, my fear of that is a 1. My fear of being broke is a 52 on a scale of 1 to 10. My fear of losing my business is 180 on a scale of 1 to 10. My fear of being homeless is 1,000 on a scale of 1 to 10. This could really happen. You could lose everything you've got and wake up with no way to make money anymore in a country that has no money, no prosperity anymore. You've killed it all. Of all the different types of landlords, apartment owners usually collect about $22 billion in rent per month. So research from Amherst Holdings suggests that up to $12 billion a month in government support could be necessary to help households continue to make their obligation due to their landlords. Commercial landlords worried. By the way, I saw an article that the retail stores are not going to pay rent this month. They're closed. Why should they pay rent? This is the perfect storm. Why did you have to do this? In Sweden and South Korea, they have less deaths by far than we do. Less people with coronavirus than we do. And yet they kept the economies open. You've just got to take the people who are at risk who are older, who are sicker, who have immune problems, and quarantine them and put them locked away at home. Not locked away. It's a bad word because I hate that, locked away. You just got to tell them they've got to stay at home. And you've got to let the rest of us go out and live our lives and go to work. Even if it has to be with masks on and major social distancing. And it's amazing. It keeps getting worse. In a surprise tweet, Trump warns an Iran sneak attack is coming. He's saying Iran wants to start a war right now, right when we're at our weakest. Who says China isn't plotting something right now when we're at our weakest? Who says Russia isn't plotting something now when we're at our weakest? Who are our biggest enemies? Who says North Korea isn't plotting something right now? North Carolina, I like you, I swear. I don't think of you as my biggest enemy. I kind of like Charlotte. But North Korea, that's a different story. These are the rogue nations that could be plotting something against us. And Trump seems to think right now he's got intelligence that says Iran is plotting something, a sneak attack on U.S. troops or assets in Iraq. And if that happens, Trump tweets out, Iran will pay a very heavy price indeed. We're in tough times, folks. It's never been really tougher. I mean, even World War II, as bad as it was, Pearl Harbor, D-Day, it was never tougher because you didn't have social media and you didn't have 24-hour TV news channels. You didn't know how bad it was 24 hours a day. That's what's getting everybody hysterical. All the death counts on the TV set. Do they put death counts up for opioid deaths, car accidents, heart attacks, suicides? No. Why are you putting it up for this? You're driving people crazy. Wayne Allyn Root, the Warrior. We'll see you tomorrow. We'll try and brighten your day tomorrow. I got to uplift you tomorrow. That's going to be my goal. See you tomorrow. God bless.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.